Thank you for being present here today. Good morning, everybody. My presentation is titled Viewing Patterns and Addiction to Television Amongst Adults Who Self-Identify as Binge TV Watchers. My name is Monita Karmakar, and I'll be your presenter today. I would like to take a moment to acknowledge my co-authors, Jessica Sloan and Elena Kramer, who are present here, and Dr. John Elhai for his faculty oversight. We are from the University of Toledo. I have nothing to disclose. This is a brief overview of the topics that I will be covering today, starting with background, going on to the problem statement. We'll be discussing my research aims, methods, the results, some discussion, the strengths and the limitations of the study, and conclusion. Due to the limitations of the research surrounding this phenomena, this being a new phenomena, there's not a lot of research out there. So based on the limited research that we did find, we tried to operationalize our main variable, binge TV watching, using the following definition. We defined binge TV watching as watching television over an extended period of time in one sitting without any breaks. Now, of note over here, if you see, there is no threshold for the amount of time that people spend watching television in our definition, and this was mainly because there was limited information for us to create this threshold. The rise of on-demand viewing platforms has made binge TV watching a growing phenomena, especially among the younger generation. Past research in this area has mainly been done by corporations such as Netflix and TiVo, and by mainly private research organizations. In 2013, a study conducted by Netflix showed that respondents defined binge TV watching as viewing television between 2 to 6 episodes of the same TV shows in one sitting. 73% of the survey respondents viewed binge TV watching as a positive norm. They had positive attitudes about it. They had positive perceptions about TV watching. A more recent survey by TiVo conducted this very year defined binge TV watching as more than 3 episodes of a series in one day. Negative perceptions about binge watching had decreased between 2013 and 2015, and 92% of the respondents in this survey reported that they engaged in binge TV watching at some point in their life. This brings us to the main problem that we are discussing today. Binge TV watching, if you have noticed in any of your news media or your social media, is an encouraged mode of viewing and is of particular popularity amongst the younger generation. Most of the surveys, as I've mentioned before, were conducted by private research firms and were sponsored by companies like Netflix and TiVo. There is a paucity of empirical research on this issue because of this being a new phenomena. Our research primarily focused on examining the video viewing patterns amongst those who self-identified as binge watchers. We also examined the relationship between TV addiction and screen time and self-reported binge watching behaviors. Secondarily, we looked at the impact of binge watching on depression, anxiety, and stress, and we explored the attitudes and norms surrounding binge watching. We used a cross-sectional survey design for our research. We employed a non-probability sampling using participants recruited through MTurk by Amazon for our survey. If you're not familiar with MTurk is an online platform created by Amazon which uses crowdsourcing to recruit participants for various psychological and surveys and experiments. It is very heavily used in the psychology field. The online survey itself was hosted by PsychData. The data was collected through PsychData. Participants who were identified by MTurk were sent a link to our survey, which was hosted to our survey in return for in exchange for a small incentive. In our case, it was only 50 cents. The survey itself consisted of a battery of self-reported questionnaires assessing the primary variables of interest. These are our main variables. We assessed average screen time amongst our participants, basically assessing how many hours they spent watching TV on in the past 7 days, in a typical work week and during a typal weekend. We assess this using number of hours ranging from less than 1 hour to 10 hours or more. During the analysis, we collapse this variable into four ordered categories. We also asked respondents if they classified their viewing patterns as binge watching using a dichotomous yes or no item. We asked the respondents to use their own definition of binge watching to identify their TV watching behaviors. TV addiction was assessed using a 20-item pre-validated scale. Mental health was assessed using mental health, especially depression, anxiety, and stress, was assessed using the DAS-21. We also assessed attitudes, normative beliefs, subjective norm, and media influence using 3 items each. For attitudes, we asked participants to rate whether they believed that binge TV watching had an impact on their health, their mental health, and their physical health. Normative belief, we asked them if they believe most of their peers binge watched TV. For subjective norm, we asked them if they tended to act according to their peers. And for media influence, we asked them to ask them how many times they noticed articles about binge TV watching. The last four constructs were assessed for validity and internal reliability using factor analysis and Cronbach's alpha, and we did find most of the items held together. Data analysis was done using Stata version 14. We used descriptives and multivariate regression models to analyze the data. For multivariate regression models, we mainly use linear regressions, ordinal regressions, and logistic regressions. And all of our regression models were adjusted for sociodemographic variables. Our final sample consisted of 406 participants, and the mean age of the participants were 37 years. Younger people in our sample were more likely to report that they binge-watched TV. 53% of our sample were females, and our sample consisted mostly of white Caucasians. Most of our sample had a college degree. About 35% of the sample identified themselves as binge TV watchers, and majority of the sample defined binge TV watching as watching television 2 to 5 hours without any break. This brings us to the main results. We did find there was a positive correlation between those who self-identified as binge watchers and screen time. Those who self-identified as binge watchers were more likely to report higher average screen time in the past 7 days during a typical work week and during a typical weekend. We also saw a positive correlation between average screen time during the 7 days, during a work week and during a weekend, and TV addiction, as well as those who identified as binge watchers were more likely to report higher on the TV addiction scale. Binge watching and TV addiction were positively related with depression, anxiety, and stress. Amongst the main variables we used to predict self-reported binge watching, we saw that media influence, subjective norm, and normative belief were highly indicative of whether a person reported that they binge watched TV or not. Television viewing and video viewing is a very common sedentary behavior. Sedentary behaviors, as we know, increases the risk for many chronic conditions and depressions. Binge watching is a type of sedentary behavior which is increasing in popularity amongst the teenagers and young adults. Our study did reveal that binge TV watching was an addictive behavior and it correlated with mental health. A study also revealed that media and advertising and social norms had a strong influence on self-reported binge watching. Specifically, 84% of our respondents say that they had noticed advertisements and articles encouraging binge watching. 74% of our respondents reported that they had read articles on binge watching. 62% of the respondents believed that most of the people engaged in some form of binge watching, and 53% of the respondents indicated that most of their friends engaged in binge watching. Some of the main strengths of our study included the large sample size. The study was not sponsored by cable or any video on demand companies, which eliminated some element of bias. And this is the first time that binge watching has been studied from a public health perspective. One of the major limitations of the study is the non-probability sampling. However, point to be noted is that this is an exploratory study. Also, some other limitations included this being a self-reported, most of the questions being self-reported, there is an element of recall bias amongst the responses. In conclusion, with increasing popularity of the phenomenon of binge TV watching, is definitely a public health concern. Media tactics of large corporations encourage binge watching as a more common and normative behavior. Hence, more research is warranted to understand the effect of binge watching on physical and mental health. This concludes my presentation. These are my references.